You turn to Matthew chapter 3 once again. It says here that the people, verse 5 and 6, Matthew 3, verse 5 and 6, that from Jerusalem they were going out to him to all Judea, all the district around Jordan. That means hundreds of people were going to John the Baptist, being baptized in the Jordan River as they confessed their sins. And there were certain people John would not baptize, like the Pharisees and Sadducees. He said, get away from here, you brood of vipers. Who asked you to come here? He was only baptizing people who confessed their sins. So if you went to the River Jordan and you saw a big long line of people standing there, I mean, it's like a railway station. You see a line standing there, they're waiting to buy tickets. You see a big long line standing at the River Jordan, you know, every one of them is a sinner. And why would Jesus want to go and stand in that line to be baptized? First of all, people would misunderstand him. I mean, the devil would have told him, or his own reason would have said, hey, listen, if you go and stand here, a lot of people are going to think that there's some secret sin in your life also. There was no sin in his life, conscious or unconscious or secret or visible. But he, maybe his reason would have said, why don't you go and see John the Baptist at night or something, baptized secretly when nobody's around. No, he went during the daytime and he was willing to be misunderstood, because the Father told him, go and stand in that line and get baptized. I learned something there. If when the Father asked me, when God asked me to do something, and I'm worried that somebody will misunderstand it, and I hesitate, or I want to do it at some other time when people will not misunderstand, I'm not going to be pleasing to the Father. I'm sure Jesus' reason, you see, he was tempted like us. Hey, if you stand there, they'll misunderstand you. They're all sinners, remember, they're all confessing their sins. You know what he told John the Baptist? John the Baptist himself said in verse 14, when Jesus came to him, standing in line, can you picture this in your mind? Long line of people standing there one by one, and in the middle Jesus standing, and everybody's saying, confessing their sins. John, I did all this, I did all this. Okay, baptized. Next fellow, John, I did all this. And it says they were confessing their sins as they got baptized. Okay, next. And Jesus walks up. And John immediately recognizes. He says, I need to be baptized by you. And Jesus says, permit it, verse 15, at this time. For in this way, it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. There was a righteousness in his getting baptized. Today there are so many people who have taken a baptism as a child and who question whether they should be baptized again or not and all that type of stuff. But for Jesus, he saw something, his Father had told him to do it. It wasn't written in Scripture. There was no Scripture which says, Old Testament, which says, go and get baptized. That was not in the scroll that the rabbi read. But he had a prompting in his heart. Here is a man of God. He knew that John the Baptist was sent by the Father. And the ones who rejected John the Baptist were the people who said, nah, this man is not sent by God. And I'm just thinking now, if Jesus did not go there, people would have thought, hey, Jesus doesn't accept this guy, so probably he's not a man of God at all. But Jesus was willing to be misunderstood. Say, I'm going to stand in line and accept the fact that this is a man sent by God. And that's one of the things he was proving by getting baptized. This is a man sent by God. And he went there. There was no need for him to be baptized. We know what baptism means. But for Jesus, I'll tell you what baptism meant. The others who got baptized were confessing their sins. But for Jesus, it was something more than that. Jesus said in John 6:38, and there you'll understand the meaning of baptism for Jesus Christ. It was not confessing his sins because he had no sin. But John 6:38 is the meaning of baptism for Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I have come from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. All his life, he lived by one principle. I will never do my own will. A lot of things I want to do, but I'm not going to do it. I'll do what pleases the Father. That's how he had lived for 30 years. Never pleasing himself. You read that also in Romans 15 and verse 3. Romans 15 verse 3. Christ never pleased himself. See, we have a choice. Either I please the Father or I please myself. And Jesus knew that if he pleased himself, he wouldn't please the Father. So he never did his own will. So for Jesus, baptism meant, here I'm going down in the water to show that I have died to my own will in everything. And he was raised up by John the Baptist. See, I'm living only to please the Father. For us, it is identification with Jesus in his death, burial, and resurrection. For Jesus, it was, I'm dying to my own will, and I've done it all my life, and I'm going to do it till the end of my life. I die to my own will, and I'm willing to let other people crucify me. I'm willing to let other people bury me. Do whatever they want to me. Kill me. Because that's, you know, you put a man underwater, you're actually killing him. And Jesus was saying also, I'm willing to let other people treat me badly because I know my Father will raise me up. That was Jesus, the meaning of baptism for Jesus Christ. And he was willing to be misunderstood because other people didn't know that meaning. I mean, we know that meaning only because after the day of Pentecost, Romans 6 has been written and John 6:38 has been written and Romans 15:3 has been written. We understand it. But the people then didn't understand it. And didn't make a difference to Jesus Christ. So I see there another thing that the Father was delighted with in Jesus' case, that when he was prompted to do something, it didn't bother him that other people would misunderstand him. If that is what the Father wanted him to do, he's going to do it.